All last year, we did stories about Disney World being empty. So, when Disney announced that attendance was down in their latest earnings report, well, it turns out we were right all along. When you consider the extra VIP events Disney does, daytime attendance at Walt Disney World may have been down year to year by about 4%, according to our best calculations. But now, the CFO of Disney is declaring the parks are once again at near capacity. So is that true? And should you still book a trip to the happiest place on Earth for 2026? We've got answers for you right now. Hello, folks, and welcome back to the most magical channel here on YouTube. We're not pixie dusters. We're not cupcakers. We're not here to just tell you on and on about all the good things of Disney, but we give you a fair and balanced approach to what's happening at the House of Mousus. Click the like button if you enjoy that sort of thing. And let's dive in. Out of WDWMagic.com, Walt Disney World is at capacity. Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that? Disney CFO just explained what happens next. Now, for those of you who are not in the business world, CFO, Chief Financial Officer, a.k.a. Mr. Wall Street. Mr. Wall Street, Hugh Johnston, says at the Moffitt Nathanson Media Internet and Communications Conference that it's looking like parks are crowded. Here's the takeaways from WDW Magic. Walt Disney World is already operating at near full capacity. We'll come back to that. That matters. I'll explain what that is. That's business speak. And it's... I'll explain, hang tight. Meaningful attendance growth only comes through expansion, not cramming more guests in. Also known as, they now agree with us. We've been saying this for years. You got to expand. You got to grow. Cool. We like that. Everybody like that? I like that. Good. Okay. New major attractions drive prices up. Disney doesn't need to discount when demand surges. Okay. So new attractions justify higher prices. I agree again. Now, I personally don't want the prices to go up. I think you've driven the middle class out of Disney World, except for Floridians who have the prices at the basement level because you need to fill in your parks because there aren't enough global elites to fill the parks on their own. So, and that creates this weird situation at Disney, okay, where at Walt Disney World, you've got a lot of average Floridians walking around with the world's most upper-class people, right? The oil barons of the Middle East. Hey, here's your pals from Palatka, Florida, right? It's odd. It says Disney, and by the way, no disrespect meant to Palatka. Disney has seen no softness in park bookings despite broader economic uncertainty. You've discounted things like crazy, so I can see how that would happen if you've discounted the parks by like 50%, and you have. The rise of AI and screen time is actually making the parks more valuable, not less. And I think that's true. I think that as we go into the age, the era of AI, then premiums will be on live entertainment and travel and destinations. Yeah, I think live concerts are the same thing. I think live sports the same thing. All of that. True. Okay, good. But let's go back to this first thing they say. Walt Disney World is already operating at near full capacity. Now, folks, in my opinion, that's business speak, because that gives all kinds of wiggle. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say we're at 99%. He didn't say we're at 97.4%. Hugh Johnston, CFO of Disney, said we're at near full capacity. But what does that mean? How near are you, Mr. Johnston? Looks to me like you can still get into any of the parks you want for basically the entire summer. Near full capacity can mean a lot of things. Is it 70%? Is it 80%? Don't know. No explanation. And that's frankly wise on their part. I'm not criticizing the PR play here. Mr. Johnston doesn't want to come out and say, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. We can't get families to show up for anything. Epic is eating our lunch. He can't come out and say that. You know he can't come out and say that. So this is a good way. I don't know what the percentage is that they're booked, but whatever the percentage is, near full capacity, right? So that's okay with me. But the reality, as normal people perceive it, right? When we get out of what, you know, are we covering the bases with legalese? How do normal people perceive this? Well, Disney Tourist Block, which I think is very kind to Disney. Tom Bricker is exceedingly kind, but he's also meticulous. He is very meticulous. And Tom Bricker over at Disney Tourist Blog, a website that I recommend, says Disney's CFO claims the parks are full. Disney World attendance, wait times, and deals. Remember, we told you, I mean, the deals here are amazing right now. Suggest otherwise. I'll read just a brief part of this. It says, Disney CFO Hugh Johnston appeared at the 2026 Moffitt, Nathanson Media, Internet, and Communications Conference and asserted that Walt Disney World cannot increase attendance because the parks are already filled up. And it goes on to say, not so much. It says, even if we're critical of the accuracy of Johnston's statements, we can certainly get behind the spirit of the messaging to its intended audience. If this is what convinces analysts and investors that this is not just the correct course of action, but the necessary one, then case closed. Sorry, folks, the park's full. The mouse out front should have told you. And why? Because Tom Bricker is saying what we're saying too, right? All the other parts of this are true. Yes, you need to expand the size of the parks. They need to grow in expansion, foot traffic, all that. The footprint of the parks needs to be bigger. More stuff to do, more attractions. However you justify it, I don't care. It needs more stuff. More attractions, more major attractions are needed. Yep, totally agree. Totally agree. And AI is going to make the parks be a premium. And it's not going to take this long, but let's just do it for the normies out there who don't know. In 5 years, when you can make your own movies with AI every single day, you can make your own cartoons. You know what you can't do with AI? You can't make Walt Disney World. It's irreplaceable, right? You can't replace 40 square miles. So Disney World's going to be at a premium in terms of what do people want to do? What do they want to spend their wealth on? Disney World, of course. Here's the reality, though. This is ThrillData.com. We go here quite often. And it's one of the places we've used in the past to show that the parks are empty. If you go back before the pandemic, okay, these are the wait times, and they essentially correlate to crowd levels. It's not a one-to-one, but it's pretty darn close. And in just a second, I'll explain why it's not a one-to-one. And, well, just stick with me, okay? You can see these bars are much taller than these bars, right? But by golly, it looks like there were more people in the parks before the pandemic. And after the pandemic, very low, and then people started going again, right? In 2022, 2023. And as the prices exploded at Disney, you can see that 2025 now looks very similar to 2026. But you remember that one-to-one I talked about, how it doesn't always correlate? See, if these are wait times correlate to attendance, and they do for the most part, the one way that they can be adjusted is if there are less attractions, or more attractions, but if there are less attractions, by virtue of the fact there's less to do, if you have the same level of crowd, the wait time will go up, even though the crowd level didn't go up, because there are less rides, thus increasing the wait times. And these are measurements of wait times per month. So when we look at, for example, April of 2026, and the average wait time is 34 minutes, and we go back 1 year, and the average wait time last year was 34 minutes in April, you might say to yourself, well, it looks like there are bigger crowds in 2026. It looks like spring break was bigger. And spring break still remains one of the busiest times of the year at Disney. So if you've been there in the last few months, you may say, Pro's a liar, it's not empty at all. Well, in comparison to what it used to be, folks, go back over here. I mean, I'm not suggesting it's fun when it's that crowded like it was pre-pandemic, but it used to be more crowded, okay? So, but the issue here is, there are so many rides that were down in April of this year versus April of last year. And that means that the length of time that you would wait for the rides was artificially increased. Rock and Roller Coaster is one example, but we could go through many examples. So how is this May performing when some of these rides are reopening, such as Big Thunder that just reopened? What are we looking at now? We've got a better apples to apples comparison, and June will be the real test. I'll be back in June to talk about this, because in June, almost all the rides are back. In May so far, the average wait time is 30 minutes. 30 minutes, okay? And if we go back in time to May of last year, the average wait time was 32 minutes. So we've had kind of a reversal of that, right? May this year looks less crowded, but it may have to do with the fact that now we're getting all the rides back and we're starting to see, oh, it is slightly less crowded this year. Now, slightly less crowded is not catastrophic until you look at the overall trend. And the overall trend is that people have been going and spending a lot of money at Disney, and then they return. They say to their families and friends, they say to their neighbors in their hometowns, you know, Disney is not the same as it used to be. And that's the problem for Disney, is that, yes, they need to grow. Yes, they need more major attractions. And yes, they need to save the legacy items that people love and stop messing with them. Hey, talking about you, Splash. Hey, talking about you, Rivers of America. Hey, talking about you, Muppet Vision. But if Disney does that, and at the same time, they fail to recognize that they've driven the middle class away, and the problem with driving the middle class away, okay, beyond the ethical concerns there, the big problem is, if middle class kids don't come to Disney, if they don't go to Disney World and Disneyland, they won't tell their kids. And you're getting to the point now where the people who are enjoying the parks are only the uber elites. And the uber elites, they're more inclined to go to the Mediterranean. They're more inclined to go on an African safari. They're more inclined to go see Antarctica, although I wouldn't recommend it. It's really cold there. I don't know if you've heard that. They're more inclined to go to Europe, right? The uber elites. Not so much the dirty theme parks. I'm not calling them dirty, but they view them that way. The rabble is who they have to deal with when they go to the parks. They don't like that, right? So, bottom line here, I think there's some wiggle room in what the CFO is saying. Will the news media, will they report it that way? I don't know. But points definitely go to Tom Bricker and Disney Tourist Blog and some of these other places that are seeing through this and reporting it the right way. They caught on to it, and they deserve credit for that. It's nice to see that happening now, where we don't just regurgitate, Disney's at full capacity. We'd like to see some of our other friends out there maybe catch on as well. Because if you report on Disney, you know that outside of the spring break weeks, it's been sparse at the parks. It might be sparse again this summer, too. So, if you're planning to go to the parks, if you're planning to go to Disney, I don't think in the summer, especially later in the summer, you're going to have to worry about giant crowd levels. I could be wrong, but so long as you plan out not to be there the first few weeks of June and probably not the 4th of July, if you're in, you know, if you're into late July, August, early September, I think you don't have to worry about crowds. Maybe you do, but we'll see. We'll see. And the CFO's words, well, may not align with what you see when it comes to the times you wait in lines for some of the rides this summer. Dang it, it's hot, Bob. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's your turn. Click that like button. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. Are you surprised Pro was right again about the crowd levels that they dropped? Can you believe that those detractors of ours did not like us for saying so? I can't believe it. We're lovable. We're huggable here. Come on. We're just the nicest fellows, at least I am, ever. I don't know about Jonas. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun. And in 10 days, I'll see you on camera for the first time.
Here's your son.
You better hang on to your feathers, little bird. They need to put you in the show.
What? Jose, what are you listening to? You don't even have ears.
Vacation Radio, 24/7. Original music on YouTube.
Huh?
Vacation Radio. WZW Blues Music Channel.
I have no idea what you're saying. But if you want to be listening to music, you should head over to Vacation Radio 24/7 on YouTube. One of the 100 other channels WDW Pro's been working on. Oh, and I have a song for you, Jose. Jose Cowabunga.
He's Jose Cowabunga!
That one seems a little bit foreign to you.